This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is a man who's got a massive brain.
Mike Florio.
He used to be a lawyer, then he decided to take his talents to the internet.
NBC Sports.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was talking to Robert Kraft.
That isn't the time for an airing of grievances.
Pro Football Talk.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Welcome back into the Rahimi and Harris Show. On The Score, I am Mark Grody, in for Layla Rahimi today. And let's talk Bears. Let's talk NFL with that guy, Mike Florio, the creator and editor and chief of Pro Football Talk, joining us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. What is going on, Mike? How are you, man?
Just trying to stay on the treadmill. You never know where the next bit of news is going to come from, like Shedeur Sanders having an oblique injury just as the momentum was building toward him possibly challenging Joe Flacco to start for the Browns. The process is paused at a minimum.
How disappointing is that, Mike? I'm very disappointed because I love drama, especially when it's not drama that I have to deal with personally. And for me, that Shedeur Sanders storyline was building up to be the biggest drama point of the preseason.
Oh, absolutely. He looked so good on Friday night. He's got the instincts to play quarterback at the NFL level. He looks the part. That's what I always search for when I watch quarterbacks, especially in the preseason. Do they look like they belong? Do they look like a deer in the headlights? He was calm. He was cool. And unfortunately, he's now banged up. We'll see how long he's out. He joins the list of Browns quarterbacks who are dealing with injuries. Dylan Gabriel is due to start in the next preseason game on Saturday in Philadelphia. He'd been out with a hamstring injury. Can he pick it as a hamstring injury? They had to bring in Tyler Huntley. They've got six quarterbacks currently on the roster, so it's been weird for Cleveland. This was a glimmer of good news. We'll see what it does to impact his ability to possibly compete to play in 2025.
Yeah, you have six quarterbacks. Chances are that's a position you shouldn't be surprised if somebody gets hurt.
They needed all those guys, apparently. That's the thing. That's the thing. We laughed when they had so many, but they're like, I guess they need them all?
And we need Shedeur Sanders. That's what I'm realizing right now, that we're starting with this Mike Florio. And it's worthy because we all need, no matter what the opinions were of Shedeur Sanders and the nightmare that was draft day, we're all obsessing over Shedeur Sanders and we're falling for it. Hook, line, and sinker, aren't we, Florio?
Well, it's a compelling story because my understanding is he slid in the draft because the powers that be believed he was treating the process as if he was being recruited, not as if he was being interviewed. And there's a certain amount of attitude and power that the teams collectively demonstrate to the incoming players. How dare you push back against our system? How dare you disrespect the equivalent of the Harry Potter sorting hat? And what happened was, because teams were focused on that, they lost sight of the possibility the guy could be pretty good. And so the Browns kind of accidentally stumbled into something positive here. I don't think they should have taken him at pick 144, not after they took Dylan Gabriel two rounds earlier, but maybe they get lucky. But, you know, the Browns can't have nice things. Or to put it the same way Juju Smith-Schuster once did, the Browns is the Browns.
Okay, and in the same vein, the Bears are the Bears, and right now they don't know where they are headed necessarily as far as their next stadium to play in. I'm curious as to what you make of the talk that Indiana wants to get involved in luring the Bears across state lines now they can't get the tax situation quite squared away in Arlington Heights.
Hey, I would look at any viable alternative, at least from the perspective of creating leverage for the ones that you ultimately are serious about. And who knows, along the way, you may find something that you like better than your current options. This is all about maximizing the public contribution wherever you can go. Nobody wants to pay for their own stadium if there is a trough of taxpayer money available. And the Bears have been stuck because the will isn't there politically to build a downtown stadium that would be partially funded by the people. So enter Arlington Heights. Well, if there's something else out there that would allow them to still be the Chicago Bears, then so be it. So I think that it makes sense to go in any direction that the money may take you as you try to get your best possible deal. Look at what the Chiefs are doing between Kansas and Missouri. You've got the Commanders in Washington, D.C. It looks like they're going to get their stadium there because they were getting to the point where Maryland and Virginia could jump in. If you're not going to move, you need to have as much local leverage as you can build.
We're Raheemy and Harris on the Score. I am Mark Grody filling in for Layla today. Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk is joining us here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I see the stadium issues. Let me raise you a Caleb Williams issue. And that is, Mike, let's just be honest, at least. I mean, I've been covered a bunch of practices so far. It has not looked electric at all with Caleb Williams. We were just talking about right before you came on that in the Athletic, and Mike Sando did an article where he had him as a tier three quarterback, number 23 overall. There's not a lot of national coverage, it feels like, Mike, that is giving Caleb Williams the benefit of the doubt regarding what went on last year. How do you feel about Caleb Williams' chances this year?
I think that we should be giving him the benefit of the doubt. I think that the match last year was a bad one from the get-go with Matt Eberflus and Shane Waldron. Eberflus, obviously the head coach, Waldron running the offense. He gets fired during the season. The whole thing ended up not being conducive to getting the most out of Caleb Williams. But here's the reality. Here's the reality. When you have a coaching change, rarely does that happen because everything is going well. And when you're the quarterback of the team where the coach is fired, more often than not, it's just a matter of time before the new coach decides, I have a better idea of who I want to run the offense. Now, this one is more likely going to land in the Tony Dungy, Peyton Manning bucket than the Jay Cutler, Josh McDaniels bucket. But it's at least something to watch. And will there be the right relationship? Because if we get down to rock, scissors, paper between Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson, who's more likely to win that?
Well,
probably not Caleb Williams. Right. The same thing's happening in Jacksonville. Trevor Lawrence, look, they cleaned house. Well, one of the reasons they cleaned house, Trevor Lawrence hasn't lived up to his billing as a first overall pick. So if he stinks this year, what's it going to be? Liam Cohen gone or Trevor Lawrence gone? So I think you always have to just watch that. There's a presumption that's built in that this is all about joining Caleb Williams to a quarterback or to a coach, excuse me. But if it doesn't work, who's going to get the blame? Is it going to be the coach or is it going to be the quarterback? It's something to monitor.
Well, you know, you're right. The easy answer is the player because Ben Johnson is the star right now. But, you know, I've been saying to Mike, the Bears are in a position that they're in the best position they have been in the modern era to develop a young quarterback. They have not been equipped to do it. On paper, they are. What they're paying Ben Johnson, they are. I would hesitate a little bit because we're kind of just assuming that Ben Johnson is the guy that can turn Caleb Williams around. In other words, I do think some culpability would fall on Ben Johnson.
That's going to be the ultimate question if this thing doesn't work. Look, the difference between coordinator and head coach is dramatic. It is an entirely different job. You go from being solely focused on teaching X's and O's to either the offense or the defense, to being responsible for the entire team and everything that goes along with it. Tony Dungy tells the story about becoming the head coach of the Buccaneers some 30 years ago. And someone came in and asked him, when we are on the road in the preseason in Miami, what hotel do you want to stay in? He's like, why are you asking me? Well, you're the head coach. And it's just one example of how different your life is when you step into that job. You have to deal with the media. You're the face of the team in many respects. And it is a different job. You're making big decisions without a whole lot of time. You're the guy that's the calm in the eye of the storm on game day. So, yeah, there's a chance that the job is too big for Ben Johnson. We don't know. He's the most respected play designer and play caller in football right now, or at least one of them. What does that mean as a head coach? We'll find out. No reason to think he'll fail.
Right.
But history tells us that next level up for a coordinator, it's not an automatic, seamless transition. And some guys are just much better as coordinators than they are as head coaches. North Turner, Wade Phillips, to name two.
Those are great examples as we're joined by Mike Florio, the creator and editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk here on Raheem and Harris, Mark Grody in for Layla. Okay, so Sportico releases their 2025 NFL franchise valuations ranking, headed by the Dallas Cowboys at $12.8 billion. The Bears, they're 11th at $7.45 billion. It's not the numbers themselves that are just eye-popping to me, Mike, but it is the one-year value change. The Bears saw their value go up by 19%, the Cowboys by 24%, the Rams and Giants by 34%. What does this mean in the big picture of NFL business and going forward as a league?
And usually it's Forbes that puts this out there, and I don't mean to offend the good folks at Sportico or anyone else that tries to value something like an NFL operation. I hate the exercise, though, because every football team is worth one number, the amount that someone will pay for it if it were for sale. And we see the numbers keep going up and up and up. I doubt that a forensic accounting evaluation of these teams would necessarily support the book value that goes along with the number. You're buying these things because they are rare and they are valuable and the revenue keeps going up. And the idea is it will keep going up, especially with the broadcast contracts, sports betting. I think the Cowboys, if they were on the market, if someone were able to buy the Cowboys, it would be north of $15 billion. And I've heard some rumblings, and I don't know whether this is accurate, that the Cowboys may be thinking about selling a sliver of the team. The valuation when they sell that sliver will be north of $15 billion if that happens. That's what I heard the other day again. I don't know if that's accurate, but I just think that it's one thing to say we're going to peg a number for what a team is worth. It's another thing to say we're banging the for sale sign into the front yard. Let's see who shows up. Because I think those numbers, those real world numbers, are always going to be larger than what someone puts together in one of these lists of the most valuable teams. And it's all because TV, gambling, and the basic reality that at a time where we're fractured as an audience, more fractured than ever before, there's one thing that pulls everyone together, and that's pro football.
No doubt about that. Mike, one of the players for the most valuable team in the NFL is Micah Parsons. Are we all quiet there? Is there still a chance the Dallas Cowboys would trade Micah Parsons?
Well, I don't know what they will do if they conclude he's serious about not wanting to play for them. And I caught wind over the weekend of a possibility that the Cowboys would be making an offer this week as part of the whole Jerry Show publicity thing, as the Netflix 8-part documentary is getting ready to premiere next week, that this is just a perfect time. And Jerry's always got a sense of showmanship and marketing, and this gets us to the top of the stack, and everyone's talking about the Cowboys as this documentary is getting ready to come out. But what I heard is it's quite possible that the ship has sailed, and that Micah's just not interested. You know, what we know is 12 days ago, Parsons posted a lengthy message explaining that he wants to be traded. The next day, Jerry Jones said, basically, that's baloney. It's just negotiating. Parsons has said nothing after that. Now, that could mean he's backed off, or it could mean I got nothing more to say. I've said what I need to say. I don't want to be here. So it comes down to them making an offer and Parsons either saying, okay, I'll take it, or what part of I don't want to be here didn't you understand? And I think that's all to be determined.
That's the part we want, because we like to keep that talk going. Not that it would necessarily be realistic for the Bears to acquire him, but it's definitely fun to talk about. We're talking to Mike.
Bills and Ravens should be on the phone trying to get this guy. If you're serious about getting past the Chiefs, if you're serious about getting to the Super Bowl and winning it, those are the two teams that should be burning up the phone line, because if you give up two first-round picks, they're going to be low first-round picks.
That's a great call. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. This segment is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Raheemy and Harris on the score with me, Mark Grody.
And Mike, I'm curious, because James Cook just got extended by the Buffalo Bills here in Chicago. We're trying to sort out our running back room. I'm trying to find out real values for a frontline running back and just how that position's value has truly changed the year after Saquon Barkley did what he did in Philadelphia.
And here's how it works with contracts generally. When the deal is done, the agent typically will leak the best possible numbers, the best possible characterization, whether or not it's factually accurate. If you text it to the insiders who are always scrambling for whatever they can get and then run to Twitter and try to win the thumb race, they just post it without asking questions. The truth comes when we get the full details. And I have made it known, I want the full details. And then once we get the full details, we can break it down. We can compare it to other contracts. We can decide, is the running back market going forward? Is it taking a step backward? We can compare it apples to apples with the contract that his brother Dalvin signed with the Vikings 5 years ago and see whether it's better than his contract, because there's already some speculation that when you compare those two deals, it may not be better. So for all this talk about what Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry did last year for the running back market, there's a chance that, you know, except for the very few true superstars, it's going to be hard for running backs to match that, because the team's attitude is, we can find a running back anywhere, and we'll gladly ride out your rookie contract. We'll gladly franchise tag you. And for James Cook to avoid that, he had to take the best offer the Bills put on the table. There's a chance the best offer the Bills put on the table does not hold up well in comparison to other great running back contracts. We'll see.
Mike, great stuff as always. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.
There he goes. Mike Florio here on the Raheemy and Harris Show with me, Mark Grody, today.
Just a little football talk with Mike. A reminder, all football talk on the score presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And I thought that was an interesting comment about James Cook versus Dalvin Cook's contract just a few years ago. Really, the price of the brick may not have gone up for running backs in the way that we thought it did.
Well, we'll see how much the Bears subscribe to paying or not paying or drafting running backs highly after this year, depending on what they are able to do with DeAndre Swift and the rest of that running backs room this year. A text, by the way, in regards to the questioning about Caleb Williams and who would get blame and who has the actual power, Ben Johnson or Caleb Williams, 312 says Williams will get the blame, full stop. Chicago always blames the player first. Well, that's true until, this is usually the way it goes with coaches in this town too, heavy duty faith at first. This city loved Mark Trestman when he came in. He came in as sort of this mysterious, literally foreign, I guess coming from Canada or coaching there at least, this idea of this mysterious offensive guru, and was a joke walking out the door. So it I guess one, at this point, I think you're right. If it was to go sideways with Caleb Williams, Caleb would probably get the blame. But I'm telling you, man, with all the Ben Johnson love, this is like no other coach that has been in this town in my life in terms of the assumption that he's a great coach. So he will, if things go sideways, Ben Johnson will take more blame than the average coach here in this town.
The only way I think Ben Johnson gets the majority of the blame as opposed to the quarterback is if it has to do with game procedure and things on the sidelines, like Matt Eberflus that we saw, where clearly you're not making good decisions. But if it's the plays that are not executed on offense, I'm going to go back to the 3 years of him as a play caller in Detroit and be like, he's pretty good. They went out and got all these pieces. It's on the QB to make sure that thing pops.
Yep, no doubt. And it was interesting, too, listening to Brad Biggs the other day and him saying when he was hosting that the Bears want to run the hell out of the football.
They have to.
Which, I get it. No, you're right. They're going to run the hell out of the football, and they got to have – the reports of the defense have been good. I was there on Sunday night. The defense has had some standout players. They need all of that. They need that strong defense. They need that strong running game. Let's keep the Bears talk cooking next with Declan Doyle, who is the Bears offensive coordinator. We'll pick his brain a little bit coming up next here on the Raheemy and Harris Show with me, Mark Grody, on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
There are no shortcuts. Everything we do matters. Every single little detail matters. We try to use those as teaching moments with all of our players, but we're trying to get them all to understand every single thing we do every day is critical to the operation.
What's up? It's Rahimi and Harris on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I'm Mark Grody filling in for Layla Rahimi today. That was the voice of Bears offensive coordinator Declan Doyle, from whom you will hear more momentarily. But I want to stay honest to the text line here. We've had so much good feedback here on the show today. When I say good, I don't mean it's all positive, but it has been excellent from our listeners
here
today.
Highly active.
Highly active. Bouncy, I would say, is what the text line has been today, and the phone lines for that matter, at 312-644-6767. The place that we need to start, though, I think, is this rocks, paper, scissors business.
Now, you said it how I've always heard it, rock, paper, scissors. Right. Mike Florio in our last segment said paper, rock, scissors. And I was like, huh? Right. And I was like, maybe it's a colloquialism, like different regions of the country go in different order. But 815 says, need confirmation. Is it rock, scissors, paper, or paper, rock, scissors? I always learn the latter, real talk. Real talk, I've never heard either one of those. It's always been rock, paper, scissors anytime growing up.
Yeah,
what about you?
No, same. So it didn't insult my sensibilities as much as it did yours hearing that from
insulted,
Mike Florio.
It just sounded, I haven't heard it in that order before.
Okay,
have you guys, Ray, Robbie?
It's always been rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Okay,
shoot.
Right. Come on, man.
It rattled your sensibilities. How about that?
Yeah,
it didn't anger your sensibilities.
Hey, who wants to take me on rock, paper, scissors after the show?
I'll do it.
Right now?
I'm not afraid. Yeah. I'm not afraid.
I'll thumb rustle your ass. I'll do that.
I don't know. You got big thumbs.
I always throw rock. True. Yes. Just want to let you guys know I always throw rock.
Oh, yeah? Well, I got some paper for your rock. I win. How about that?
Uh-oh.
A couple other text messages here. Sorry, fellows, but I think you're incorrect. It will be on Caleb Williams 100%. All on him. Ben Johnson has proven that his offense works.
Yeah, that's kind of how that goes. Look at his rankings as an offensive coordinator the last three seasons with the Lions. And the fact that they went out and overhauled the offensive line. The only thing you can question really is the running back position on offense and whether or not they have a good enough running back. But they drafted a guy in the seventh round in Kyle Monongai. DeAndre Swift is someone he was successful with before. I don't know that you can look at this and be like, it's Ben Johnson's fault if things go awry with the offense.
Well, I think that this time around, considering what he's being paid, the love that we have all been giving him, the genius attachment that he has received in some cases, I do think that this particular coach, if things were to go badly, that that he would get more blame. And somebody texted us, oh yeah, this is perfect considering what we were just talking about. Guys, are we really having this failure conversation already? Wow. I moved from Phoenix to New York City and they are more positive about the Giants QB room. And then he goes on to say some other things, but that's fair.
I think Giants fans are also delusional, so I can see why every year.
By the way, Grody, you just read the phrase genius attachment, or you said the phrase genius attachment,
sure,
and it made me think of like a vacuum attachment. Imagine how many Bears coaches and seasons would have been saved if you could put a genius attachment on a coach.
Well, yeah. If it was that simple, yes, I would just do that. I can't quite get to that nook and cranny with this vacuum cleaner. I'll just put this attachment on. And instead, yeah, Eberflus
could have. He could have needed that.
Oh yeah, yeah. Put this right, plug right here. Right. Yeah.
Put this genius attachment on Flus.
Indubitably.
From the 773, saying people love Tressman is a stretch, Grody. That's okay. Love's probably a little too strong. Chicago was intrigued. Chicago was intrigued by Mark Tressman because of what he might be able to do with an offense relative to what Lovie Smith and his various offensive coordinators were not able to do with an offense. So that's the way I would answer that particular question. I'm trying to see if there's any other texts here that would be pertinent to what we are talking about. Oh, need Joe Maddon to walk through the door. This is from our Cubs conversation earlier. The team needs a moral boost. Not happening with this manager. No, this is negativity day.
To be clear, I believe the texter meant morale boost. I think I'm not here to question Craig Counsell's morals. I think it's a morale boost.
Morale boost, yeah. Did I say moral?
Yeah, that's oh, yeah. I want to make
get
sure.
Get that man to church. Yeah. No. Like only God can save this season.
People seem to feel that way.
I don't know. Maybe next time he's on, Craig, do you need a few Our Fathers in your life? Is that what we're talking about?
That's
maybe
a
you
bad
go
take.
About 20 Hail Marys for us? You know, take care of that.
A lot is riding on Kate Horton right now. But I think
so much.
A lot is riding on Caleb Williams right now, and rightfully so.
Yes.
And judged on what we saw last year, Mark, with the Bears and their quarterback situation and learning when we saw Shane Waldron get fired, we saw Thomas Bryant get elevated to offensive coordinator, and they were asking about the relationship and basically understanding he wasn't the one communicating with Caleb Williams until he became offensive coordinator.
Barely
was crazy
him.
To us.
It was like, yeah, I met the guy the other day. No, it wasn't that bad.
But it was on
it was on that level.
It was on that level. And so knowing that Declan Doyle is, one, a first-time offensive coordinator, and knowing also that he's not the one calling plays, it kind of made you wonder, what exactly is Declan Doyle's role?
Yeah, what is it that you do out there? His role, I think, is what it has been, and that is to be a heavy assistant and do the dirty work for Ben Johnson and learn from Ben Johnson, because there's no doubt about it who is the play caller on this team. Here, let's play some Declan Doyle here. And since we were just all of this, what if Caleb Williams fails talk, let me skip ahead here in our cuts with Declan Doyle. I want to know from Declan Doyle what people don't know about the Bears quarterback one, Caleb Williams.
He works at it. He works at it really hard. It's important to him. And, you know, I've seen him progress from spring to right now. And I think that he's going to continue to progress as, you know, he continues to stress himself and grow and, you know, he's out there, whether it's a success or a failure, he's very attentive in meeting rooms. He wants to get it right. And that's the biggest thing that I've seen, a guy that wants to, you know, be a great quarterback.
Yeah, talking about progress and working hard. And by the way, that is from the NFL Spotlight podcast with Ari Myroff. But I don't know that those are good, positive things for the most part. Actually, all of it was good, positive things. Unfortunately, I'm not hearing him describe this quarterback in a very distinct, discerning way. When the first things that I hear are he works hard, like all of that kind of stuff, like, oh, people love him in the locker room, he works hard, first guy in, last guy out, all of that stuff, I'd rather hear that he's going through his progressions. He's starting to learn defenses. He's getting the offensive line lined up. There's not enough specifics when I hear from Declan Doyle in terms of the progress.
So it's interesting because I heard a couple of things. I heard some benchmarks in terms of him working hard. That's good. As you said, it's positive. But also that he was struggling because they kind of threw him in there, see what he could do. Clearly, he wasn't doing very well at the beginning, and maybe they've lightened the load and combination of that and Caleb Williams has gotten better at learning the things they want him to be able to do. So it's a process, right? And I think we're just in the process. And I think the biggest realization listening to that sound from Declan Doyle is, hey, this is going to be a minute. This is going to take a while. Not only is it not a finished product, but he's got a lot of ways to go in terms of how far along he is as a quarterback learning a brand new system.
Let's hear more from
And the other thing that specific cut and the way you described it remind me of, I want you to listen to this real quick.
Just controlling it, being a pro. At the end of the day, that's really the message that you know is getting portrayed to me. Just learning how to be a pro, how to go about your business every day, and pretty much controlling my personality. You know, sometimes you got to tone it down, sometimes you got to let it spill, but at other times it has to be at the right level, and that's what I got to learn to do to be a part of this team.
Okay, that was Tyreek Stevenson on Ben Johnson. I wanted Ben Johnson on Tyreek Stevenson. It's okay. Do you remember what Ben Johnson said about Tyreek Stevenson when he was asked directly about him? And he didn't really put any emphasis on any of his like skill set, the things that he does. He was just like, oh, he's a good guy. He, you know, talks a little bit much. But it wasn't anything specific about his on-the-field ability.
Right.
And that's what you were looking for from Declan Doyle.
When coaches start giving those generalities, that is not a good thing.
Here it is right here.
Well, I think he's an awesome person. I think that's what stands out first and foremost. He's got quite a personality. He's good to talk to. I think he works hard. He's sometimes he talks a little bit too much, and you got to tell him to be a little bit quiet. But he's a guy that you want on your side. He's like I said, he understands this is a big year for him. It really is. Going into year three is kind of make it or break it for a lot of guys, and he understands that. I think he's approaching this the right way. The competition that we've had in that room has been really good for not only him, but the rest of the guys. And I'm excited for the direction he's headed right now.
Okay, so that was Ben Johnson talking about Tyreek Stevenson. And you noticed there were no mentions of actual physical attributes and what he can do on the football field.
I love his ability in one-on-one coverage. How about that?
And so hearing that, along with Declan Doyle talking about Caleb Williams, it does give you some concern. Like, okay, what makes him special?
Right. We're giving you a chance.
What makes him excited? What makes you excited to coach this guy?
This is the opportunity, right? Like, this is the questions that the coaches should embrace. Instead, we're getting generalities about that. And I'm not mad at that. Hey, if Ben Johnson sees things a different way, you know, as it pertains to Tyreek Stevenson, maybe he is allowing us to read between the lines. And they have allowed us to read between the lines with some of the personnel packages that they've had on defense this year.
Yeah, and the way he's been left off the field in a lot of them. Correct?
Yeah. So hey, at least if Tyreek Stevenson isn't it this year, at least we can go back and know that he was as truthful as he possibly could be, that is Ben Johnson, about where things
not
stand.
Not blowing smoke.
Not blowing smoke. That is the truth. More from Declan Doyle now here on the origin, just getting to know him a little bit more, the origin of his relationship with Ben Johnson.
I interviewed with Ben for the tight ends job after my third year in New Orleans. And so Ben was going to be a first year offensive coordinator and play caller in Detroit. And obviously I had the relationship with Dan Campbell. And so he was searching for names, but I got to go up there and interview. And I interviewed with their staff. Coach Randall, who's now our assistant head coach, was in there. And they kind of put me through this process with everybody in there. And I felt like it went well. Like anytime you interview, you know what it feels like to feel like you did a good job. But the entire time, Ben's sitting at the head of the table and he was grilling me. You know, like, Ben is incredibly detailed. He's a clear communicator, but everything that I put up there, it was, why do you do that? What do you like it against? And so I finished the interview and I was like, I think that went well. I think I could get this job, but I think that guy hates me. You know, I don't think that guy likes me very much. And so, it kind of finishes, you know, I was able to, I didn't get that job. Tanner Engstrand gets promoted. Johnny Morton, who's now their coordinator in Detroit, he gets hired as the pass game coordinator there. And so I stay in New Orleans for one more year. And I was fortunate to work with Johnny in Denver. So it all kind of comes full circle. But, you know, I don't get that job. And I was able to kind of maintain, like, stay in touch with Ben. I think that after the interview, we were able to kind of talk. And, you know, we saw things very similarly as far as, you know, how you run an offense and, you know, some of the schematic things and the details and all of that. And that was really where the connection was made. And then it kind of, we just stayed in touch after that.
It sounds like Ben Johnson in character. Like, that sounds like the Ben Johnson we're getting to know right now, the one that Declan Doyle was insecure about. How am I doing? I don't think he liked me.
It's the way the players have been describing him.
Yeah.
And that's further from a coaching staff member now explaining that this isn't just a front for the players. This is just kind of how he is.
Yeah. Have you ever had an interview and didn't think it went well and it went better than you thought it did? Or
no, my interviews, they go how I think it's going to go.
Your rhymes are on time is what you're saying? Your interviews are just so good?
No, what I'm saying is if it went badly, I know it went badly.
You know,
if it went well, I know it went well.
Yeah.
So I've never had that feeling that they're talking about there. But I'm also very blunt and honest in an interview because whole thing is, if I'm not a fit for you, that's cool. I'll find somewhere else. I'm never pressed. It's like
that's good.
Treat the jobs like you treat your lady, you know?
Treat your job like you treat I like that.
It's a certain amount of respect and reverence that comes with it, but also understanding you should not be beholden to this is the only thing that will ever happen in my
life.
That's
great. You bet on yourself.
Always bet on yourself. Always. I want to remind people, Bears training camp coverage on The Score presented by Chevy Drive Chicago and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Coming up next on the Rahimi and Harris Show with me, Mark Grody. I heard Chris Chelios putting on his Anthony Rizzo reporter hat.
It was more than that. It was more than that.
It was wild on the Mully and Haw show today with Lou Candela. So I want to bring that back and comment on some of what Chelly was saying about Anthony Rizzo.
And something you thought probably had already come to an end is finally coming to an end, and it's a noise that you won't soon forget. I promise you that.
It's Rahimi and Harris halftime coming up next on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
It is that on the Rahimi and Harris Show on The Score. I am Mark Grody, filling in for Layla Rahimi. So far today, we had a hell of a Cubs hour after another rough loss last night to the Blue Jays, 5-1. So we took your calls on the Cubs. I came out of the chute saying that, quite frankly, I'm scared about what is going on with the Cubs right now. I don't think they're imploding. I don't think it's over. I'm not saying the Cubs are choking yet. None of that has entered my brain. But I'll admit, I'm a little scared about what is going on right now. And Marshall said he was troubled. We opened the phone for your adjectives, what you are feeling like, and there was a whole bunch of words that came in.
We had rudderless, furious, mad, baffled, morose, sickening, complacent, resigned, and then there was just vomit.
Got the vomit.
Words are awesome. I love words.
I love words, too. Mike Florio is on from ProFootball.com. We had a good talk with him at 11 o'clock if you want to go check that out on the Odyssey app. And by the way, before we get to it here in halftime, I was just reminded that Danny Parkins is going to join us at 12:25 today just because he wanted to come on. And you and I chose to not hear the topic that he would like to discuss with us.
What? He'll be playing the role of not Parko, but Pandora, because he's about to open a box and we'll find out what's inside together.
It's halftime.
Yeah, it's halftime, all right. I got to tell you, we are blessed here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, too. Once a week, I think it's once a week.
Yes, it is.
To have Chris Chelios as a part of the Mully and Haw Show, which was manned today by Mully, Mike Mulligan, and Lou Kanellis. I got to tell you, man, he loves to break news and discuss things about Anthony Rizzo.
They're boys.
Him retiring, him having a child. He's ready. They're boys. He is ready to talk Rizzo. And as I was walking down State Street today into these very studios right before I met Randolph and took a right. That's what I did today, by the way, Marshall. I heard Anthony Rizzo today. Not Anthony Rizzo. Chris Chelios on Anthony Rizzo.
Maybe Jed Hoyer makes a call to Anthony Rizzo and says, do you have any juice left back in that bat to come join us for the last 40 games in a playoff run?
I mean, it's one or the other. Like, I've been in situations where, you know, they bring in veteran leadership or they call up guys from the minors and give them a little extra, you know, kickstart and hope that one of them or two of them can, you know, create some momentum and get everybody back, you know, hitting. But yeah, how do you not consider taking Riz back?
Yeah, I think you could still make an offer. I mean, right now he is not officially retired, has he?
No, not really. You know, like I said, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but given the opportunity, you know, now that he's had and everybody's doing great, you know, I don't see him not, you know, leaving, you know, and I mean, they can come together, the baby's so young, but that'd be greatest thing if Jed, what the city would go crazy, quite honestly. It'd be something. It'd be, you know, from a PR move even, but his leadership in the room, I don't care what anybody says. He had some injuries the last couple of years, but he was still the Yankees' best player during the playoffs, quite honestly, as far as hitting.
Dustin, get him on the phone. Get Jed Hoyer on the phone. Let's make a phone call to Rizzo.
Great stuff. Thanks to Todd, Chris. Appreciate your time.
Good talking to you, Chris.
All right, guys. Thank you, bud. Get Riz in there. Jesus Christ. That'd be awesome. Hey. Don't let off on this one.
I love it.
Spread the gas here.
Oh, man.
What do you got to lose? You have nothing to lose.
I don't know if the Pope would have liked that from a couple of Loyola boys this morning. I don't know. Like I was calling for some. My favorite part of that is Lou Kanellis asking, he's not retired yet, is he? And Chelios goes, not really.
Played this year, I can tell you that.
I got to say, I missed the Lou question when I was walking in with earbuds.
Oh, you just heard the part where he talked.
I was just hearing. So Lou's the one who started all this up.
Yes.
Chelios is not. This is all on Lou Kanellis. I love, like, it does give me warm and fuzzies to think about Anthony Rizzo, but Anthony Rizzo ain't walking through that door for the Cubs.
Let me chill your warm and fuzzy. Okay. 228 batting average, 301 on base, 335 slug.
When last we saw him playing?
That's,
is that what you're
that's
saying?
That's Anthony Rizzo last
year. Would he be better than Justin Turner?
Yes, he would be. Bring on Rizzo.
The answer is no on that because last I checked, he bats left-handed.
I would love, I mean, like, hey, I've talked about it, and it's a fun question, and maybe you could be a five on it someday because it's evergreen, as we say. It lasts at any time. Like, who is the Cub that's going to come? That's going to finish his career in a Cubs uniform? I should say, who is the 2016 Cub? Is it Rizzo? Is it Baez? Is it Schwarber? One of these guys is going to finish their careers in a Cubs uniform. And I don't know who it's going
to
be.
Some would argue you could pay that Kyle Tucker money to Kyle Schwarber and everybody would be happy.
Oh, my God.
That's what some people would say.
Non-tendered. You told me something that blew my mind, man.
What's that?
Something about something that still exists or something.
Yeah.
It must have been something. I know you said something. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good.
A little halftime stinger.
Do you remember this noise right here?
Yeah. I'm holding on. Sleepless in Seattle?
That is dial-up internet.
Turn it off. Jesus.
I thought we were done with that until AOL, America Online, made the announcement that, quote, AOL routinely evaluates its products and services and has decided to discontinue dial-up internet. The service will run until September 30th. I didn't even know it was still going.
That is amazing. I did not either. I was like, what are you talking about? Dial-up? I thought dial-up was only used as a joke. You know what I mean? Like when you hear that sound, like in a Family Guy cutaway or something like that.
In some ways, it was kind of like the sound of the 1990s.
Yeah.
I remember my first internet experience. I had AOL and Prodigy because my dad worked for AT&T. He had to hook up. And we had three phone lines in the house. One was my line. One was the rent's line. And then we had a separate line for the internet.
Wow.
So we were doing things.
Yeah, that's
Huntsville, Alabama, stand up. You can do stuff like that. But yeah, it's a sad day that dial-up internet is going away, but I didn't know dial-up internet still existed.
That's another good question. What still exists right now in life that you had
no idea still exists?
10 years from now, you know what that is? That's a good old hardline telephone. Like the phones we see on the desks, somehow I got a feeling they'll be replaced.
So my dad works for AT&T, right? He told me when I was in high school, he's like, hey, by the way, payphones won't exist in 5 years. I said, what are you talking about?
Oh,
like, they won't.
Yeah.
Cell phones will take over.
It's a novelty.
And he was right.
Like in London, it's funny to get your picture taken outside inside a phone booth. It's like, look at this. Look what we used to do. Coming up next on the Rahimi and Harris Show, it is time for Five on It. We've got the hottest talking points of the day coming up next on the Rahimi and Harris Show with me, Mark Grody, filling in for Layla on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun
and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.